Shanti. Good morning. Actually, the topic, I'm sure you've heard it many times, good wishes. And there are probably many definitions that you've heard. And I think it is something that Baba has always emphasized, and especially lately, that good wishes are what enables everything to move forward. My sanskars will move forward towards more purity. My intellect moves forward. Others move forward. Service moves forward. But definitely, the one thing that I have to again and again ask myself is, am I keeping those good wishes? Am I keeping those good feelings for myself and for others? And one of the things that we find on the path of Gyan is that unless I make this practice and this attention daily, then nothing will really happen. Instead of experience, what we will get is only formulas. You know, because what is the sign of bhakti? Formulas. Everybody tells you what to do, how to do it. But the sign of gyan is experience. And not only that I have experience, but also that others have experience. Of course, this is not just for good wishes, but for any virtue or any power or any quality. And in the last muli that Baba spoke, what he emphasized were three things. He talked about mercy, compassion and kindness. And then he said, encourage each other, encourage others, help them, cooperate with them. And so again, another very big signal that good wishes becomes the basis of any real spiritual service. Because our service is a spiritual service. And I always think that spiritual things should be easy. I think they are. I think the only reason that they're difficult is because somehow I'm not understanding and somehow I'm not wanting to change something within my understanding. But when God speaks and says something, I always feel that I should be able to do it easily. And if I can't, I feel that there's a block from one vice or another. I may not know exactly how it is working, but I know there's a block somewhere there, whether it's attachment or ego or fear or whatever. If I can't do it naturally and easily, okay, let me look and see what that block is. Because once I look for a block, I will definitely find the block. And that is a very big mercy for my own self, that I'm willing to free myself so that I can become a better instrument for Baba, a better instrument for service. But when I think of these three words, mercy, compassion and kindness, I'm sure that they all have a little bit of difference between each other. And actually, I wasn't going to take it up now, but I think one consciousness or an aspect of consciousness that we have when we really have that mercy and kindness is finish everything of yesterday. And I think a really spiritually aware person, a one who has very deep awareness, learns to always really live and relate to the present. That whatever has happened, it's like it didn't happen. So there's no traces of any bad feeling or any bad wishes towards either myself or the drama. Bad wishes or bad feelings in the form of a blame, in the form of a complaint. I free myself. Whatever happens, happens. And so to be able to have an attitude and a feeling that always keeps me and others around me happy. Because I always think that real spiritual progress or spirituality is expressed through a deep happiness, a deep contentment. And Baba was saying in the Muli that what you have to do is always keep an elevated consciousness. And I was thinking that actually the ability to naturally express good wishes is this capacity of remaining elevated. Because when we don't remain elevated, then there's a lot of pushing. There's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of force in things. Have you ever forced yourself to have good wishes when you really didn't feel like having good wishes? Was it a pressure to ever have good wishes for others? Well, because something that is not elevated, if I don't remain in that state of being very elevated, very spiritual, then the points of knowledge that I know are right and I should be practicing, if I practice them just from the point of, from the perspective of knowledge and not from my elevated consciousness, then I'm going to feel pressure, I'm going to feel force. And I'm always thinking that when people use force in their effort too much, it's like in a way they have a blind aim. The aim is not really so clear for them. Because if my aim is very, very clear, and I'm really prioritizing this aim, and it comes from the depth of my faith and my feelings, God is always present with me to help me to fulfill that aim. Baba never will leave me alone. But my vision is cut. That is, I develop a blindness when I depend either too much on just the formula of knowledge, or sometimes I depend too much on my own self. I struggle rather than surrender. I struggle with being good. I struggle with being a well-wisher. I struggle with accepting scenes of drama. Whereas if I learned more to surrender, surrender is such being very open and very accepting and trusting in the benefit of everything. And I know we have heard this, Baba has said this many times, but I've got to believe it so deeply that I'm willing to apply it at any appropriate moment. Because application very much depends not just on understanding, but believing that there really is a benefit in whatever situation comes up or whatever person there is there in front of me. But, and again, that will depend on how elevated my own consciousness is. What does it mean to be elevated? Be aware of self, yeah? Well, if I say elevated consciousness, seeing the best, Pardon? Original, yes. Well, probably many things, but but when I think of, well, what I was thinking this morning, elevated, the thoughts that came were, some thoughts were, it's something that is natural, something that is pure, something that is economical, something that is also universal, something that is really, it's benevolent. A person who is really elevated has these particular characteristics. Natural. When something is natural, there's no need for labor or struggle. And I may say, not even effort. The person is able to tune in immediately and be and do what is appropriate or what is necessary. Because what's natural, spiritually natural, in terms of soul consciousness, will never leave any trace of feeling drained or feeling empty, or feeling even a little bit resentful that, you know, this soul did this, or this soul took this advantage, or this soul is like this. I'm free of that. Naturalness is very much linked to feeling this sense of liberation. There's no extension of things. Pure. To be elevated as God's student, as God's companion. Pure is that, yes, there's no one else. I don't take support from anyone else or from anywhere else. Someone who is elevated has, again, this freedom. The support is found in the self as a soul, and the support is taken from the Supreme Soul as the one who provides and is everything for me. Now, when I experience this as a reality rather than an interesting point of knowledge, then it nourishes me. Because someone who is pure is able to have that inner nourishment where there's no staleness or feeling of loneliness or emptiness. And this, again, is not a difficult thing if I pay attention daily. It's difficult when I don't pay attention and then after 1 month things become heavy or difficult, and then I have to labor a lot for it. Because to be elevated is to keep on top of everything. And in the world where there's now so much violence, where the religion of the world is constant violence, constant upheaval, you know, I have to make that effort to be above things. And that which keeps me above things, that which keeps the soul in that pure state, is this loving connection with God, with Baba. And to be benevolent. Benevolent is again an aspect of being elevated, and an aspect also of giving good wishes to others. When we give good wishes to others, is that we're sharing the benevolence we have experienced from Baba. True. Someone who is benevolent is true. It's true to the self. It's true to the relationship with God. It's true to the Dharma. And if I want to really be benevolent and keep my consciousness elevated and have natural good wishes, I must make a lot of attention not to get entangled. Because sometimes I may get entangled in the name of mercy also. I'm merciful in the wrong way. Because, you know, once we get entangled with others, for whatever reason, it can also be because I'm angry with somebody, it's because I remember something of the past, it's because I don't like an aspect of their character, for many different reasons. Once I get entangled, then the thread of my intellect is like sewn into the sanskars of that other person, or even a situation. And what happens then, I lose my spiritual economy. See, it's very much linked, benevolence and being economical, because someone who has economy is always able to keep in honesty. Someone who keeps in honesty will always conquer fear and will always have power. And with that power, then they're able to serve, they're able to have those good wishes for others. When we use the word economy, people think it's something to do with finance, but you know, debit and accounts and loss, which in a way, I mean, it is true in one way. But when we speak of spiritual economy, it's that ability to budget my thoughts, my words, what I'm listening to, and not allow myself to get into any expansion of things Or, because sometimes we do need to go into some details, definitely. We do need to go into a certain type of expansion. But one who keeps the economy, one who's able to come back to the central point again, is the one who actually keeps also detachment. If I don't keep detachment, whether I'm in detail or in essence, if I don't keep detachment, then I can't keep spiritual economy. It's lost. I get caught in things which will bring my consciousness down. I will no longer won't be elevated. Start to get stuck in things, in people, in situations, in old aspects of my own character. I will not be able to keep that lightness. And universal. I mean, elevated consciousness. Universal is, Baba's telling us, can we hear the call of the devotees? Am I listening? And he has said this many times, actually. Are you lost in your own problems, your own sanskaras? Or is my consciousness so elevated that I'm able to connect with Baba and then give those rays of peace to others? Remember Baba did that exercise with us? During the meeting, he did that exercise. Now, let's go up and be with the sun of knowledge and be able to radiate that light in all directions. And this is the thing too. Someone who is able to give good wishes naturally and consistently has this ability to be here, but when necessary, to go up, to be able to step in and out of situations without getting caught anywhere. And good wishes really have to be given so much through purity, pure thoughts, pure feelings. And I can only do that if I'm up above and connected. And this requires a practice. It will not be happening without any deep, solid, incognito personal practice. And of course the problem always is that I forget. I forget. You know when I forget the most? Sometimes when I'm doing service. When I actually should be remembering it the most, sometimes I may forget it. I'm too lost in being down here and in the actions. I forget the consciousness I should keep whilst performing those actions, whilst speaking those words. It's like everybody has to have their own little Geiger counter, you know, where they're able to measure whatever is there. Or let's use another word, is my own little personal register inside that I'm watching myself. How am I responding? What are the quality of my words now, the quality of my actions? And to keep my consciousness elevated so that there can be that kindness and mercy, those good wishes, is that I have to always realize every day my elevated position at the confluence age. What does it mean, position? It doesn't mean anything official or external. First of all, the position of the first lesson, which is I am a soul. When I'm positioned in my true identity, in my true consciousness, I will be elevated, and on that basis, again, be a well-wisher for the self and for others. If I forget that position of my original self, and even though I may speak it, it doesn't mean that I remember it. Because sometimes we can speak, I'm a soul, you're a soul, many things we can speak. But sometimes if I speak about something a lot, it means actually I've forgotten it. Because the one who is remembering it becomes the embodiment and works from being the embodiment. Baba was saying, to be thinking, like we think a lot, but we don't become the embodiments. So I was just thinking, Baba says, actually, stop thinking about something and become it now. to be it. So yes, I have to become the embodiment of that first lesson of Om Shanti. I am a soul. And not just that, I am very, very peaceful. I'm at one with myself. And not just that I'm a point, but I remember everything else that goes with that. Purity, liberation, non-violence, everything. And the next elevated position is the relationship with Baba. And it is that relationship that gives also the soul a very deep sense of fulfillment. As when I become really soul conscious, I become very content. See, spiritual contentment will automatically not allow me to be attracted or have bad feelings towards anyone or the scenes of drama. A contented soul, very deeply contented, and getting that contentment from the right source will not have naturally not have negative feelings. It doesn't matter. Many things do not matter. So the elevated position of this relationship with Baba gives the soul the sense, again, of completion, of being very fulfilled. I'm happy to belong to that one. That's the fortune of the soul. And Baba was telling us this in the Muli. Fortune, you are fortunate. Realize your own fortune of being sustained and belonging to one. And if I just keep myself very still, think about it, believe it, then gradually the combination of thought and faith and that silence slowly pulls the soul into experience and pulls the soul into becoming the embodiment of that relationship. Because if we just go thinking, then we may become, you know, clever in understanding certain things about Baba, but there will not be that experience. For experience, I have to be still. For experience, I have to be open. For experience, in one way, I have to move away from myself and give myself to Him. But when that relationship is alive, when I'm fully aware of that relationship in my life, then there's a natural enthusiasm and good feeling that will radiate to others. That's why Baba was emphasizing now the service. Remember, he was saying the service through drishti, vibrations, attitude. He didn't say give more lectures, hand out more leaflets, did he? He didn't say take how to give lecture classes. No, he didn't say this. He said drishti, vibrations, feelings. And that is a very subtle power, and it requires a very subtle effort. It requires for me to go so deep into myself, so deep. And so deep into the relationship with Baba. And then a third aspect of elevated position is the task. It is the task of renewal. It is the renewal of nature and humanity happening at this moment. So I must have good wishes. It's a great moment in eternity. There's a partnership with God. There's a partnership with the first angel, Adam. It's a wonderful hope that both of them have in us. And that we can do it. This is a great task to uplift and to be part of that. And the basis of uplifting anyone is good wishes. From having very much kindness. And kindness is always based on seeing the good, no matter what. Seeing it in the sense of believing it. I believe in the good of the other. I believe in the goodness of the drama. So if I accept that this is my task, then I'm going to pay attention to have those qualifications. And I just want to get back to what Babu was saying before about thinking and being. He said, don't become the embodiment of thinking, become the embodiment of awareness. And how to switch that, because we're so used to thinking a lot. And, you know, the more we think about something, the more we're going to speak about it, the more we're going to discuss it. And so energy is always going outward all the time. And of course the thing is that we do need thinking up to a point. We do need discussion up to a point. But then I must have such a very clear connection with Baba that my intellect knows, now go inside. No need to think, no need to discuss, no need to analyze. Just go inside. And become the embodiment of good wishes. And that will give me the awareness in such a way that when somebody who comes who is disturbing me, somebody or a scene of drama comes that brings me trying to bring me some upheaval, I can remain very stable and very concentrated because, you know, I'm aware. When I'm aware fully of my elevated position, my elevated consciousness, then things do not disturb me or influence so quickly or so easily. And then I'm much calmer and much cooler. I noticed when Baba was talking to, I don't remember where the Kumaris were from, but they were new teachers, and he was, you know, when he was talking to them, he was saying, now you're learning to be, what was it? He said, something cool, calm and humble. And I thought, this is very good, yes. And I'm thinking, you know, am I always cool? No. Am I always calm? Mainly. Am I always humble? Try to be. And I thought, these are not good answers. That's right, yes. But there's the whole thing that the one who is guiding, yeah, needs a lot of humility, because the ones you're guiding may want to go in so many different directions that are not always so, let's say, right or correct. They can insist on things that are not really spiritual. Now, how do I handle it? Do I handle it with force, or do I handle it with coolness and humility? Okay. So again, the guide has to be those things. It's the only way that I can really guide. So how to be able to become the embodiment of the awareness of being a well-wisher, of being merciful. How can we actually do it? How can we make this change and have this realization? I think, it's a practice that Baba has often given us, and it is this first practice is check, really check, like your every thought. Your every feeling. It's a lot, isn't it? Every. Every thought, every feeling. How many feelings do I have during the day? How many thoughts do I have? But especially those reactive thoughts or reactive feelings, where I say, I don't like, I don't want, I prefer this. Those type of thoughts and feelings, I do need to check them. Because until I become aware, until I recognize what is pulling me down, I won't be able to change it. And then I won't understand why certain things are happening. Why can't I remain a well-wisher? Why can't I remain aware? Why is it that this happens or this or that again and again? Because today I may think it's this person, but after 1 year the same thing happens with somebody else. When am I going to put it into my sanskara to have that determined thought? Because I think we are all determined, and I think we all do have determined thoughts, but when situations come, I become too extrovert. This is usually the reason why our knowledge fails us, because instead of that, at that moment, remaining inside or going inside, I actually go outside more. I become too extrovert. And so when I start to become too extrovert, then I don't apply brakes. I just let things go according to habit or according to routine. And then at the end of that I will say, I didn't mean it. Or, it's very difficult. Anything that I start to learn in the beginning is going to be a little difficult. But I always find that if I really, really wish for something a lot, and I really prioritize my aim and Baba's wishes for me, then I always get his cooperation. Always. Either through seniors, or through the muli, or through something happening in drama. And becomes a great help. When you feel the cooperation, then this inspires you, this moves you forward. And we all receive this, we all do. When Baba was looking at everybody on the last meeting, you know, all of us felt this, how Baba has such great hopes in each one. And he's encouraging, he was telling us to encourage. He was doing that too, he was encouraging us. Remember your fortune, remember the task, remember the role. It's time. And if I keep focus, really keep focus on the Father, then many things melt, many things dissolve by themselves, especially at the time of Amrit Vela. I know we have heard many things about Amrit Vela, but to do it with all my heart, to do it with all my feelings, to do it for the best of friend, the best friend I've had in all of the kalpa, in all of my life, in all of eternity, is this one. So shouldn't I give him the best of my time, the best of my attention? The purest being, the most loving being. And when I have this feeling inside, then concentration becomes easy. Because concentration of the mind cannot be forced. Natural concentration, where I'm able to feel Baba's response, it's only possible from having very honest, loving feelings. And you feel, yes, he pulls the soul to himself. And you feel as Baba pulls the soul to himself, then germs are automatically eliminated. It's like a spiritual disinfectant, you know. Doesn't sound very elevated, does it? It's not such a... elevated image. Because all, and it's true, you know, many little germs come during the day. We may be quite attentive, but many things come, and sometimes they enter without I knowing that they enter, and sometimes, of course, I know that they do enter. So, how to eliminate them very naturally and easily is yes. Let me always keep this appointment. And as I keep this appointment with God in the early morning, then when I feel and I see the benefit of that, then I'll keep going. I won't make excuses about time and people and about my sanskaras. Where there's benefit, the soul won't have the energy to create an excuse. If this, if that, if the other. And another thing that helps also a lot to be the embodiment of good wishes is, first of all, keep confidence. I must always keep confident of myself. No matter what others may say to me, about me, you know, we always hear what others say about us from others. Somebody here who never hears has heard anything, always hears something. And there's always both things, praise and blame, many different things. But whatever I hear, one way or the other way, my confidence comes from my own soul awareness. Who am I? I'm a child. I'm a student. I'm a pilgrim. And when there is this awareness of being a child of God Himself, then there's always a very special feeling that comes, and a very deep experience, belonging. I belong. But there's no greater pain and no greater sadness for a soul than feeling completely disconnected, completely alone. Whether it's in human relationships or the relationship with God, either way. And every soul needs this sense of belonging. And I think for us is the first step to this, to an authentic sense of belonging is, yes, I'm a child. I have found my mother, my father, my friend again. And I will never lose this. I have the hands of both fathers, or actually the father and mother. You know, when a child is very little, one side the father holds the hand, the other side the mother holds the hand. You know, if there's any problem, any big rock, any big stone, the parents can lift this child up and take him across. So yes, I'm a child. It gives me a lot of confidence. Because a child always feels loved, always feels wanted, always feels accepted, no matter what. I'm a student. I'm not just Baba's student, by the way. I am Baba's student, I am Drama's student, I am Maya's student. Yes. I've got a lot to learn from everything. And that is the key, the word learning. There's a time for study, there's a time for learning, there's a time for knowledge, there's a time for understanding. And it's only when I have the courage to put Baba's knowledge into my life that then I begin to learn and become stronger. Only someone who learns starts to go beyond the vocabulary of I can't, it's difficult, tomorrow, it's because of this one I'm like this, impossible. That vocabulary starts to disappear because I'm able to learn. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to learn, to have this opportunity to learn from Drama, from Baba, from Maya. Otherwise, you know, what happens if we don't learn? We suffer. We create waste. But I need a lot of courage and honesty to learn. Of course, first of all, I'm Baba's student. Eh? I mean, I'm not willingly Maya's student, but I have to understand her, understand the tricks, understand that actually it's the tricks and the deceptions of my own personality, really. And it's mainly centered on the illusion of a happiness that has never really been fulfilled. Because, you know, Maya gives me the promises that come from the vices. You know, attachment will make you feel, you know, very wanted, and you belong a lot. Ego, the promise, yes, I can express my rights on what I am. But all of these have been illusionary because they've been selfish, self-centered. And this is why they've caused us a lot of pain. So I have to understand how they are working in me. And this is why Baba once said, as soon as you start to blame somebody else or the drama, your process of learning and liberating yourself finishes. Because learning is this. Learning means I'm liberating myself. And I'm becoming just Baba's student. Not Maya's puppet anymore. And those lessons will come through scenes and through other souls. And when I can learn, really, yes, I can grow. And learning is not heavy or hard. You know, I think also, if I'm able to learn and I'm able to grow, then I'm able to sustain myself. The greatest skill I need is the ability to sustain myself spiritually and sustain others spiritually. This is also what we call dharana. A student has dharana. And that is the power to sustain the self and nourish the self from the proper understanding and practice of Baba's knowledge, God's knowledge. And the pilgrim, the last one, yes. I'm confident because I'm a pilgrim. A pilgrim, what does a pilgrim do? A pilgrim travels. I'm traveling. I'm traveling everywhere. Copper age, iron age, golden age. I mean, in the sense of understanding the whole cycle of time. I'm traveling to my home. I'm traveling to my service home, the angelic regions. I'm traveling to my partner, the Supreme Soul. I'm traveling and meeting my family, my angelic family, my deity family, and my extended family of the whole tree. I'm traveling a lot. But yes, the pilgrim has one destination. And that destination for us is purity. The pure connection with God, the pure connection with other souls, with the rest of the members of the family, with the whole tree, the pure connection. And in that pure connection, there's a lot of service merged. But a pilgrim never lets go of the destination. My destination is to become pure and liberated through the connection with the Father. And also, as He inspires us, because actually service is this. Service is to also enable others to become free and liberated, to be happy again, to be peaceful again. This is also a part of the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage is not just for my own self. Pilgrimage is also involving others. And also one last thing is the thing that enables us also to become the embodiment of good wishes for the self is the power of faith. For me, faith, when I think of faith, is the ability to keep the self very still and very aligned and very confident. Because what happens is, you know, sometimes lots of chaos in my thoughts and my feelings. Lot of chaos. And that chaos is actually karma. You know, there's lots of karmas happening, lots of karmas being settled. And it comes through mind and feelings. But if I have faith in the intellect, that faith keeps me very still, very anchored, very grounded. I don't sway. I understand what is happening, but I don't sway. I don't get influenced. Baba has said, faithful intellect is victorious. And what gives the soul that victory is that I can remain in that point of stillness, no matter what may be happening, even inside me. Whatever karmas are being settled, I can remain elevated. Because this power of stillness, the power of faith, that power of silence, the power of being close to the Father will enable the soul to remain in that elevated position. Because if I start to think, why is this one like this? It's this one's fault. I didn't do anything. Why do they do this? How is it that they like that? You know, as soon as I start to do that type of thing, it's not fair, the chaos increases. That is, the karmic accounts just keep going on and on. Full stop. I have to put a point. That point comes when I have just that very deep faith that I have to go beyond all this and reconnect with my true self. I reconnect with my original peace and my original purity. I am that. I don't doubt it. I am that. Baba has told me, Baba has given me the experience, so I know it in that way. And that's why when the intellect is filled with that stability which comes from faith and experience, then it becomes unshakable in the face of the storms that will come. You know, storms will come. I mean, because it's clearing time. So either I clear them by remaining in my elevated awareness, in my elevated position, and get on with what I have to do, or I get entangled in it and lose a lot of energy, a lot of power. And in the silence, just let me have this thought of really what it means to be elevated and having an elevated consciousness. Our guests will be coming. fill up that time. I was thinking, rather than for me to speak, if you have any questions you would like to ask about this idea of good wishes, or the embodiment of good wishes, the embodiment of awareness. Any question? For those who are translating, the question was that we spoke about being a student of Baba, Dharma and Maya, and someone has asked how I am a student of Maya. Or Ravan, yeah, whoever. Student in the sense that I become very aware of certain methods that are used, techniques that are used, language that is used, expressions that are used, feelings that come up, attitude that comes up. I start after a while to see a certain pattern in certain things. For example, when we're very sensitive, we have a sensitive nature, right? Because a sensitive nature will always block my ability to unify and cooperate with others. Now, when a person is very sensitive, they start to think that others don't understand them, others don't appreciate them, there's not a justice in things. They're always trying very hard, but things don't work out because of this particular teacher or because of this particular other student in the class. So what happens is that if I really want to get rid of these negative emotions, which, you know, really rob me of my peace and also block my ability to learn with Baba, then I have to start to see why it happens and why those emotions are there. And then I start to see patterns, and those patterns keep repeating with other people, in other situations. Then I start to examine, yes, okay, Maya is able to teach me much more quickly sometimes, because the habits are there much deeper. And the biggest, deepest habit of all, which for example makes a person sensitive, is insecurity. And that insecurity then creates this need to be approved by others again and again and again. And until I'm approved by others, until they have a good opinion of me, I find it very difficult to move forward. So in that way I start to recognize and see patterns. So I actually try to eliminate being a student of Maya, because I want to be more a student of Baba. But until I recognize her patterns, I can't do anything. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.